Gather your thoughts, gather your attention all around the breath. When you talk about the factors of right concentration, there are five whole factors to get started out with. Sounds like five different things you've got to keep track of. But that's not the case. You think about the breath, and then you examine the breath. Same object. And you stay right there. Make your interest center on the breath. What you can get out of the breath? There are lots of potentials in the breath. It's not just in and out. It can be energizing, it can be soothing, it can be relaxing. It's up to you to explore what those potentials are. The Buddha points you there. But what you're going to see is going to be up to you. It's like going on a photography trip. The instructor puts people in a particular place and says, okay, see what you're going to see. People come back with very different pictures of what they saw. Some people tend to be more observant than others. That's something you've got to learn how to train yourself to be observant. Because the Buddha says, look for the breath, look for the sense of ease and pleasure, even a sense of refreshment, even rapture in the breath. The potential is there. That's all he says. You have to look for it. You have to train your inner eye. And you also have to learn how to be experimental. Try different ways of breathing for a while. This is how the meditation develops. This is how your discernment develops. It's like being a scientist. Scientists don't just look at things. They interfere. They send things in a different direction. They try changing this, changing that, and see what happens as a result. That's how they gain knowledge. This is how you gain knowledge inside as well. Focus on what you can do simply by the fact that the breath comes in, goes out. Ask yourself, where is the limit of the breath in the body? Sometimes we're told to keep the attention focused solely on the tip of the nose. But you don't see much there, and there's certainly not much potential for ease or relaxation or refreshment right at the tip of the nose. You have to make yourself aware of the whole body. Ask yourself, what's the outer limit of the breath? If you're really sensitive, you see the breath doesn't stay in the body. Even as you breathe in, there's a sense of energy around the body as well. So try to get sensitive to that, because you can make use of it. We're not here to get the breath, but we're here to learn how to use the breath as a tool. So experiment with different ways of using it and see what gets the best results. It's all right here with this one object. The direct of thought, the evaluation, a sense of ease, a sense of refreshment, singleness of preoccupation. That's the big one. Everything is centered on the breath. All these other activities center on the breath. That's what makes us state of singleness. Then you want to learn how to maintain that center as best you can as you go through the day, even though you have other issues you have to deal with, other things you have to pay attention to outside. Try to make sure that your center stays inside. That way you don't get knocked over so easily or thrown out of balance.